The Third Commandment. What does it mean? Many take the Third Commandment to mean that we should not use the Heavenly Father's name alongside a swear word or profanity. I can see where it certainly might mean this. Others say that taking His name on our lips while living a life of sin is another way of taking His name in vain. I agree with this also. However, I have found that the Third Commandment means much more than this. Replacing the Heavenly Father's name with a title of our own choosing, such as the Lord, God, Adonai, or Hashem, is another way of taking His name in vain. Let's look at the Third Commandment as written in the King James Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Now if we examine the Hebrew text that the King James Bible was translated from, we would not find the Lord, or any word that carries such a meaning. What is actually there is the Heavenly Father's true name, Yahweh. I believe it is important to consider whether or not this tradition is something that the Heavenly Father would desire us to follow. Let's take a moment and look at the Webster's Dictionary definition of the word vain. Vain, having no real substance, value, or importance. Empty, void, worthless, unsatisfying. Thy vain excuse. Destitute of forage or efficacy, effecting no purpose, fruitless, ineffectual, as vain toil, a vain attempt. Considering the meaning of the word vain, what greater way to bring Yahweh's name to emptiness, worthlessness, and having no real substance, value, or purpose, than to remove His name altogether from Scripture and substitute it with a title of our own choosing? Those who have chosen to practice this are doing just that. This practice is so widespread and so complete that few people even know the Heavenly Father has a personal name. Yahweh chose to place His name in Scripture nearly 7,000 times, and each one of those 7,000 times it is replaced with a title, such as the Lord, in 99% of all translations. In fact, in most translations, the Third Commandment, as written, is a transgression of itself. Why? Because the Third Commandment forbids bringing His name to nothing. Yet most translations do just that. To further demonstrate this point, let's look at the Hebrew word that is translated vain in this verse. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11 again. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh thy Elohim in vain. That word vain is number 7723, which is the Hebrew word shav. For Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Same word again. This same word in Hebrew can also be found in another commandment just a few verses later. But in this instance, it is translated differently. In verse 20, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. Here we have the same Hebrew word, shav, but it is translated false. Might this shed light on the Third Commandment as well? We do know that to say the Heavenly Father's name is the Lord is actually a false statement. Most translations are full of such false statements. For instance, the King James Version would read in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. That is simply not a true statement. His name is not the Lord. His name is Yahweh. The Lord is not a translation of the original. It is a substitution of the original. In this instance, the translators did not translate. They substituted the true name of the Heavenly Father for something else so that they could follow their tradition. It should instead read, I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. So if we want to keep the Ten Commandments, we should never replace Yahweh's name with a false name or title of our own choosing. Doing so would be breaking the third commandment. This is not the only way to break the third commandment, but we can see that it certainly is one way of doing so. Yahweh considered it important enough to include it in the Ten Commandments. And he considered it important enough to include a warning that we would not be held guiltless if we choose to break it. Therefore, in spite of what others might think, let's keep his commandments by restoring what Yahweh placed there originally. Let's set aside vain tradition and walk in the original truth of Yahweh, just as he inspired it.